Your writing has a sense of, there's a sense of eroticism to it, there's a sense of sort of dramatic fiction, there's a sense of sort of, there's a little bit of polemic, but for the most part, your people, your characters, and your writing sort of straddles that dramatic fiction with enough eroticism that you're kind of in between the two. So it's not necessarily straight erotica. But where do you see that? Where do you?
It's not erotica in the way the genre has come to be known in the film and book world. The easiest way to explain it is if all the movies you love, where two characters get together, and they finally decide to go for it, and they go in the bedroom, and then cut to the next scene. I look first at what caused them to decide to go for it, and I write about that. But then I also go in past the door and I go into the bed with them. So I have no interest in writing just the sex scene. That is boring to me. Pornography is boring to me. So what it is that I have to make the, what's at stake? Vital, true, and interesting before they decide to go for it. And then when they do, what happens in the bed is a lot about carrying that out. I mean, I describe the sex, but what I really describe is the interaction between the two human people who are engaging. So yeah, it's not really erotica or it's not really sex for sex's sake. I just think it's shorting the reader when you don't show everything, or when you. Okay, here's an equivocation aside. I don't like the three tenors. I love opera, but I don't like it when three tenors get together and just sing all the hit songs to sing the hit songs. Well, I don't like writing about sex where it's just okay. Now describe the physical act and then. Whoopee, and then on to the next one. That's not it. So it's a full drama. It doesn't have to be big and wild and dramatic and tears and everything. It can be the small turn of events, a little laugh at the end or a shyness that you didn't know was there or a brazenness you didn't know was there in the other person or something said that's so off the wall. And that causes laughter or anger or upheaval. People are vulnerable when they're naked and having sex. They're vulnerable. And therefore, if one of them takes a risk in a moment, something really dramatic can happen on the basis of small things.